Jesus, you will have pain and affliction, trouble and strain and doubt, but you shall not be overcome, and all shall be well. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Jesus isn't done with all his tests? He didn't prove himself? They're still going to try to get you, Lord. Are you serious?
He's like the SATs. He changes the scoring system every few years.
What else do I have to do? Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Patrice is with us, of course.
Hello.
It's been a while.
A long 2 weeks. Easy, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Oh, let me fill you in. Okay. Israel, A+.
Good to hear.
Yes.
Really, Patrice?
London.
Me, what are you going to do? You can't like all the countries.
Just a new appreciation for America. Something else I think all Americans should have to go through.
And our use of seasoning?
Other countries.
Okay.
Then you appreciate America more. And yes, I do enjoy that we use seasoning.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
I got to say, I know you were thinking about moving to London a bit ago, and I'm sure it's still in your plans at some point. Food? Boo.
Oh, no, I knew that going in.
Food? Horrendous. You know
the actual English cuisine, shepherd's pie,
well,
fish and chips,
it's
bangers and mash.
It's a land full of white folks responsible for the seasoning of the food. And growing up, the few white people that, you know, I went to eat at their homes, the spice cabinet contained salt and pepper. And they were used at will. They weren't used as a base.
It was so bad.
And
it was
totally being ethnic, too. But I'm glad that you tasted it. Because you're from Pennsylvania.
I always poured right on my ass like liquid shepherd's pie.
Oh, my God. Oh. I have never been so comfortable pooing in a different space other than
my own. You're usually poophobic.
Oh, it was 2 or 3 times a day.
Because you don't have a choice.
No.
Your body said no.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Computer says no. My body says no. It was insane. So horrendous. And this is what we found funny. By the end of the trip, we realized that the only good food we had was there was like a little small supermarket by our place. And you know that pre-made food?
S&M for people in London. S&M.
Yeah. Haha. London.
Isn't it Spencer?
Very funny.
Isn't that Spencer and Marks? Like the department store?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little fancy pants.
Yeah, it's the department store.
Yeah. So, department store?
Spencer and Marks is a department store, but I'm sure they have the boutique-y food part separate.
Oh, well, this was just food.
Right.
So, the only food that was good was the food from there.
Well, because it's fancy pants, and they took the time to season, because that's exotic.
It
was
so good.
Indian food there is really awesome, because they have the real Indians. And, like, kebab and all that kind of stuff is good times.
I'll tell you what, we had it in an Arab place, like some shawarma stuff.
Right.
That is not food.
No.
Okay?
Really?
That was not food. It was leather. Okay? It was not a good color.
Well, some of the shit they make up, I do take offense to, like the bacon buddy, which is basically fried bread with fried bacon and they fry it together.
No.
It's some real egg.
Oh, now Keith is upset.
Where's this shop?
Cholesterol ass shit. That's when you go and have like the full English breakfast, that kind of place. Like their equivalents of diners.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
It's okay.
I just don't want to get on a 14-hour plane again.
No, I understand.
Here's what we need to do is we really need to collect the information ahead of time. Like, we will not come to your city, country, state, whatever the fuck.
What is your state bird?
Right.
What's the state flower?
I'm being corrected, by the way. It's M&S. You know what?
We did, and
I was thinking of M&S, but we did go to a place called the S&M. Mick took us there, the guy that did the stuff article. And because I told him, I'm like, I want the real English cuisine, bangers and mash type places.
Right.
And he gives us a place. It's nothing.
No.
S&M stands for sausage and mash.
Right.
Nothing but that. I'm like, well, it's not really what I meant. You know what I mean?
But I think
he did give me exactly what I said.
You meant the full menu, like.
I think Mick did the right thing.
No, he did.
I think he did the right thing, and I'll tell you
why. He should have emailed back and goes, you're mistaken.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is what you don't know is you do want that. Every time you go somewhere, you really do want to eat the thing that they're known for. Except I don't think you had Putin when we went to Canada. Did you?
What's
it's
Putin?
Good. It's the French fries with gravy and cheese curd.
It looks god-awful.
It does.
Swear to God, when I saw that people were eating that, I was like, are they serving worms in Canada?
No, it looked like the waitress ate it first.
Oh!
And then brought it, and she just had a hard time with it and brought it out for you. We actually
I never even heard of this.
We have it in New York.
I never heard of this.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hear about it until after we came back from Canada, because other people went there, like, that we know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at their pictures, and I'm like, what in the shit?
What happened to your plate?
Yeah. What the fuck is that? And then on chat, when the Canadians come in, it's like Putin this and Putin that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I hope you're talking about vaginas, because the thing that I saw that you were eating.
They're talking about gravy fries with cheese curd?
Well, we do disco fries, which is like fries with gravy here in the States, but they add the cheese curd element.
Cheese curd.
Curd, which I would never eat because anything curd or cottage cheese related, I'm not participating in, but it's almost like hard cheese. It's a little rubbery. It doesn't melt the same way regular cheese does.
Does curd have anything to do with the word curdled?
A curd means a strain it. They, you know when they skim the top of milk?
Yeah.
Like pure milk? Like the fat, basically.
That nobody
and
eats.
And they skim it. Well, then you're not supposed to eat.
Right.
Because it makes it too rich.
I don't know. I mean, not that America has the cuisine of the world, because our thing is hamburgers.
We love some bland shit.
However, we got some good steak here, and we're known for steak.
Okay.
And we also, in New York, have everything. But yeah, I bet if you go to the South and you start having the chitlins and the, you know, I wouldn't want that to be
represented. You know, my favorite representation of the South is fried pickles.
Wow.
Who sat back and said, you know what?
Probably everyone.
Let's take the wettest.
They all sat back.
Yeah, let's take the wettest item in our arsenal and wow. fry it.
Now, we can drive through Pennsylvania, even parts of Jersey, and see
and be embarrassed.
And see those restaurants that you know they have down. See your Cracker Barrels and things like that.
I love Cracker Barrel, though. That red eye gravy is a bastard.
Everything.
You're wrong, Patrice.
You're wrong.
What?
Everything.
Maybe because I'm on vacation and I'm in that mindset.
What was the vegetable of the day?
Rice.
Rice at Cracker Barrel.
That was confusion on my face.
And she and waitress laughs like, that's only going to take room away from chicken fried bullshit.
Well, I love the way we do rice. Like any other culture, there's like basmati rice, they'll season it. American rice, I've been to people's houses and had to call to go home because it was literally just white rice by itself with nothing interfering with the pure white rice flavor. It's white rice. No sort of moistness added to the rice.
Oh, so what are you having with it? Like a piece of dry chicken?
Dry chicken, yeah. And it's like string
broccoli.
Beans on the side. Like, hey.
People writing in angry, by the way. It's poutine.
I'm not from there.
But I've heard them call it Putin. Or maybe it's the Americans that come back.
Maybe they're making a joke.
That bastardized their beautiful French fries gravy and curdled cheese.
I can't.
No, thank
it's
you.
It's okay.
Oh, so the best part of... Well, but what I was going to say is, other than the food being fucking horrendous, except for when they make their French fries, some of the best French fries ever.
They do it properly.
Oh, the most perfect French fries I've ever tasted in London.
They fry fish good, too.
No, they don't.
Okay.
There's no seasons on it.
No, that's when you add the vinegar.
Fish and chips you're talking about?
Yeah, that's when you add the vinegar and salt yourself.
Oh, man, fish and chips. I might as well have had bread fried and
they
like
can do that too.
Without adding anything. I was like, what's the point of me eating this? I'm eating fry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forget it. So, but other than that, everything is exactly the same as New York, except on the other side of the road.
Yes.
Seriously, they are aggressive. Like, we had to, like, push each other out of the way for cars about to slam into us.
I almost got run over a couple times.
Yeah, crazy.
You started looking the wrong way.
I was looking the wrong way, but also, like, there's no honking there.
And they won't stop.
But they do not stop. The road's much more there. There's much more street than highway.
I was built for that because I hate a street sign.
They have... When it's their turn for cars to drive...
Let's go.
Those cars drive, but those buses that are two buses mm-hmm. connected, you know what I mean? These things just, they're on the road.
You can hear their speed.
There's no time for them to stop.
Of the fittest, get out the road.
If there was an accident, it would go back 2 miles,
mm-hmm.
4 kilometers.
Because no one's going at a reasonable pace, 4 kilometers.
It really was amazing. There were a couple of times where you hear the two Americans yell in the middle of the street like, oh my God! And push each other out of the way because there's a car coming. I am so not exaggerating. It was so weird. I'm like, I should be used to this. I not only drive like this, but I'm a pedestrian like this at home, you know?
Right.
Like here in New York, if you're driving, you're the asshole driver who's like, oh, these fucking pedestrians are already on the street. When you're the pedestrian, you're on the street driving the cars crazy. Like you don't learn your lesson just because you have both opportunities to learn.
We see how kind of drive.
However.
Right.
Wow, in London. They mm-hmm. take it to the next level.
Well, I was going to say, we say how Kendra drives, but I think she's a great driver. And she does leave room
Thank
for
you.
Error. And she's ready on the fly if she has to be. In London, the drivers have no room for error for
That's
any car
is.
Having troubles in any way. You are all dead 10 cars back.
That's wow. what it is. It's the difference between defensive driving and just only aggression. It's mm-hmm. amazing. And you're hearing this from me. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to yesterday's show.
I don't feel it. I don't. Everyone tells me that you drive really fast or that you're aggressive, but maybe I'm accustomed.
Now, she drives like a cab driver. She gets you where
I've
you need to go.
I've driven with enough people that drive like that I don't feel it.
Well, I love Patrice.
I don't know. You just undid everything. We had an intervention
well,
yesterday.
I've driven with Lori, who drove. She was like at an off-ramp in the wrong lane, and she was trying to get out of that lane while eating a muffin and having a contraction. And I shit you not, she was having actual contractions, and she only handed off the muffin because she needed her second hand for the steering wheel. Like, she's like, whoa. I was like, what is that contraction? Okay.
Where are both your hands? The baby's got it.
And she really looked at that muffin like, I want another bite right now. But I'm going to have to let you hold this for a second so we don't have to get off. Not so we don't crash, so we don't have to get off on the off-ramp.
And I do, by the way, if I can't get off on that off-ramp, like, I can act like a maniac getting to it, but I have to know that there's enough space. If there isn't, I will take the next one.
And you also don't gauging. Yell. You're not like a yelling driver in the car. Like, I drive a Boston lorry, and she cusses like I did something to her personally while she's in the car. What the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm sitting here.
I'm more sarcastic. I'm like, oh, it's interesting that you would just do that.
Kind of laughs at me whenever... I like it better. You save yourself 2-3 hours. But whenever, like, say we're taking an exit.
Right.
And it's the cars are, you know, I don't know, a mile back. And you just go on the, you're not really riding the side, but you go on the side. And like, you know, we're going to the same place. And then she cuts line. Yeah. She's one of those. And I'd be like, I think we have to be in line. And she's like, is this a joke you're working on?
It's that mentality that will make you get there later.
I really, you know, I mostly do that when I'm in a rush. Like, I don't like to do that all the time because it is obnoxious. But you know what? And at the same time, if I'm not in a rush, I'm like, okay, you know, that person's in a rush. They need to cut forward. Also, when I'm not in a rush and when I'm not being an aggressive driver, when somebody else is being an aggressive driver, I will let them go because I know the feeling. I'm not driving fast enough for
you
right now.
Well, not even that. That keeps you safe because two people being aggressive at the same time, somebody's going to end up crashing their car.
Yeah, if I'm not there, ain't going. Yeah, it's fine. Although when I was like, when I first got a car or when I first got access to a vehicle, like, first of all, if you're a parent and your kid is taking some sort of driver's ed class, do not. Absolutely, do not give them your car. There's no point. There's no understanding of what it means that you're responsible for a car. And I know I sound like an old person, but really, when I didn't know what it means, like after you crash and you have to fill out paperwork and you have to be worried about people suing you and the car takes a lot of money to fix because insurance doesn't cover absolutely everything, then your premium goes up, all that stuff, your teenager's not thinking about it. I used to get on the road and challenge other drivers. Like, we would just have to look at each other funny.
Wow.
And it's on.
That's why.
Weaving in between cars, always driving 100 miles an hour on the highway. Yeah. Always.
You have to officially hit some, not even for the paperwork, you need that impact.
That impact
it's not a video game.
Yeah.
You're not playing. Because I used to play like Gran Turismo on God Roar. Like, and I don't even like driving, but it was like, because I can do this.
I think it's the responsibility of the parent to deliberately get the kid in a car crash. And then he knows, like, you wait around. Look, I'm going to probably have to fight this guy now.
Hit that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that I would let my child go more than just a local store because they do need some kind of experience, but at least they can't speed as much.
But there's something about an actual car accident that you literally feel, like, especially if it's depending, like, if it's side impact or whatever the case is, that you literally, your whole being is different.
Even if you don't even impact, even if you just slide wrong, that's just the beginning of it. However, I needed about 3 accidents to be like, you know what?
You were advanced.
Yeah, that and I needed to buy my own car, and... I needed for a car to be important to me.
Well, that's like
if I don't have this, if I don't have this car, I don't have my job, and I'm not going to leave my parents' house ever. Right. And that was the biggest motivation. I started calming down a little bit and being a little more fearful. And
it's like when you get your first job and somebody's like, "You want to go? And we're going to go out to dinner and do that." Oh no, that's 3 hours of work. I can't go to dinner. I don't even like eating there. I would have to work 3 hours to afford that. All of a sudden,
Kendis on ad for the Tough Book. And she said,
For the laptop?
Yeah. And remember, and you said, do they have those for cars? That should have been a sign.
I remember there's this, I don't know if anyone remembers this. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live a lot as a kid, but at some point there was this fake ad for cars made out of putty. And they were brown, and they just, so, like, they would make fun of, like, people get out of the car, and their clothes are brown or whatever. But if you get into an accident, you could putty it back. And I was like, that's not funny. Give it to me.
No. Hey, she thought it was a real commercial. She's coming back.
I want a car
back
made out of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Look, I need a new piece right here.
Because I don't really care what my car looks like, but getting into an accident to me is really, really scary.
Getting back to Lori's baby, by the way. Did we ever talk about...
Oh, and by the way, just really quick, getting back to London, the London show is up for people to download at...
Oh, good times.
Yeah, right? KeithandTheGirl.com/live.
Mm-hmm. All blokes can get it, dames, anybody.
All the birds, yeah.
Yeah, all the birds out there. Some of you are represented nicely.
Well, now it's available, isn't it?
Yeah, Lori's Baby, I don't think we mentioned, saw the girl?
Huh? The boy.
The boy.
Boy.
Right, in the hospital.
Yes.
It's hard to tell the difference, to be honest.
That's fair. Nobody was showing you his penis.
He wasn't saying a lot of boy things.
No, he wasn't.
He had just gotten circumcised after you saw him.
I thought it was the cutest thing.
It was weird. I actually got a little creeped out, I have to say.
At me?
At you. Because we went, and I love babies. I'm a little scared.
I challenged the baby to tic-tac-toe, things like that. Not very smart.
Not very responsive.
I like Lori, but not very responsive.
He's still fascinated by lights.
It was just a couple days old at this point, and I get a little scared that, like, I'm not holding the head right or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when Keith was more scared, I became more okay with things and more like, what's the word?
Well, I understand that you two, not just because I'm friends with Lori, you weren't dealing with a typical two-day-old. Most of them aren't borderline 10 pounds.
Right, that's, but we don't know the difference to
that's
us.
That's the equivalent of like a month and a half. As far as like neck strength. Because homeboy's holding his neck up on his own, just like, hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
But we don't know the difference. Like, to us, that baby was tiny, and everybody kept saying it was ginormous. To us, that is the smallest baby we've ever touched.
I was 6'6", and my head was skidding all over the place. Like, typically, you're not supposed to. You have to support the neck full on, and he's just kind of like, look, just make sure I don't roll to the left too often, and he's fine.
I'm holding the body. I'm holding the head, I'm the one that snaps the neck.
Yeah.
And then, just goes, time for breastfeeding, and grabs it with one hand like a piece of luggage. I'm like, I think you're doing it wrong.
He really is ridiculously portable in that sense.
Well, Keith was holding him for a while, and we took some pictures.
I saw one of them.
It was cute, right?
It was so cute.
And I was like, you know, Keith, I mean, he's not super excited by babies. He just isn't, you know? But he was like, oh, this is adorable, and we're having conversation, whatever. We leave there, and I'm like, what is that look in your eye? And he's like, that was incredible.
Aww.
And I was like, are you messing with me? He goes, no, that was really incredible. His high of that day, because, you know, we do high-low at night, was holding the baby and experiencing that whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God, do you want babies? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Should I tell you the real look?
You're going through your life change.
I saw part of Lori's nipple. That's really why
she has them out all the time now.
Why
it's quite
gleaming.
Exciting.
I thought that was for me.
She whips them out in department stores. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, but yeah, I got a little fearful. Like, I never want to hold Keith back, but I can't make a baby for someone to see a relationship.
And they low-jack the babies now, so you can't just walk out and just get one.
Yeah, I found that out. They locked down the whole...
That shit is scandalous.
Check this out. Here's what it is. I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
They locked me in the whole building.
You just tried to go to the bathroom. You were taking the kid to the bathroom. I don't understand what the big deal was.
Get some air. I'm giving the baby air.
There's a thing on the baby's ankle, for those who don't know, because I had no idea. There's a thing on the baby's ankle, and it has a number on it, and it has a low-jack system on it, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
The mom and the dad have the number on their wrist,
They wear bracelets.
Yeah, and it has to match the baby. So now when you take the baby out of the room, let's say to go get a checkup on a different room, they will check the number before you get in, then check it on the way out, even though you're the only one there the whole time.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, then... If you try to take your baby to a different floor, the entire hospital will lock down.
Yeah.
And you will be stuck with that baby as if you're trying to steal it, even if it's your own.
And nurses have to, even they have like a second check. They have to check when they're leaving the floor. You can't just be a nurse and be walking around with a baby and just go, oh, okay, I got the baby.
Even when they come in.
Yeah.
They came in to help Lori do something and they were like, I need to know your number.
Mm-hmm.
Or they came to take the... They came to bring the baby back from some kind of checkup, and they were like, let me see your number. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They probably have two numbers for Lori and Chris because their baby cost way more. That is the whitest kid in that entire place.
He costs a lot to have, too. You want to take a wild guess? Like, insurance pays for it, but do you want to guess how much it costs to have a baby?
$100,000.
$56,000.
I knew I'd do over and just ruin the whole thing.
You know? I have kitchen gloves and a blanket. Give me $50.
Well, that's probably why Keith's mother decided to do it at home, right?
Well, she did have a cesarean, granted, but
Lori did.
Yeah, so $56,000.
They would have had insurance for it. I think my parents are like, why even go out? What's the point?
Right.
We know what we're doing by now.
Plus, you like being at your own house.
Yeah, you're at your own house. You don't get...
I don't.
Talked down to. They don't hide your baby.
You know, you wouldn't rather be in... Not as far as having a baby, but as far as... I don't want to call it sickness, but as far as something medical going on, wouldn't you be
more comfortable in your own home? A lot of people say that, but there's a couple of things. The hospitals are meant for helping you get out of bed, getting the drips that you need.
Maybe you have a nurse in or whatever.
If you have a 24-hour, I remember my dad.
You don't typically need a drip.
My dad was in the hospital for the cancer thing, and my mom was with him. Like, I swear to God, my mother did not. She looked at their faces, and they knew my mother was not going by hospital hours. She was there day and night. Mm-hmm. She only took breaks to go home and get him some more shit,
right,
and come back. This is unbelievable. So, he couldn't wait until he gets home. But then you get home, and it's like, how do I get out of bed? She's got to bring the. She brought an entire bed downstairs with, like, you know,
that is true.
The spring and everything.
When my grandmother, my great grandmother got older, there was a point where the living room became her and my great granddad's bedroom, like, because
it's
had
difficult
to
maneuver.
Yeah,
and nobody's
okay.
helping you. I mean, my mother was there all the time, but yeah, but you do want the comforts of
it
home.
It depends on your ailment, because like when I had my gallbladder out, like the morning after, I wanted to go home. Like, I want to go be in my bed, because
right.
you've got me drugged up. I'm sleeping anyway. Is there a particular reason I can't sleep at my house?
But the good news is now, like I was, you know, we visited Lori and Chris, mm-hmm. and they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And she's in labor, like, twittering, I'm in labor.
iPhones are magic.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So he's on a laptop. She's on an iPhone.
There was only maybe like a 6-hour period Lori wasn't on Facebook or online in some fashion, because she literally because he was born in the afternoon, that morning at like 4 o'clock, I looked at my phone and there was a text and it was basically like, ho hum, nothing to do.
Just had a baby.
They've given me drugs.
Did she have to keep updating her mood?
She did keep, Lori is waiting. Lori is over this.
Oh, I remember her IMs were so sad. She was like, I'm still pregnant.
I didn't do it. And that was always my response. I didn't do it. I can't help you.
Speaking of health, by the way, Spooky, who always has a time with whatever roommate he has, has a guy roommate now that, you know, he was saying when he was on, this dude's, does he have his own room? The guy?
I think the walls are down for right now and still have not been rebuilt.
Okay, so they
so they live in a studio
room.
Apartment.
They really need a webcam, like a permanent one.
He's hacking. He's a
they
smoker.
They should be on 24.
This is some fucked up social experiment.
Is he a smoker that he hacks all the time, this roommate?
Yes.
Like,
Wow.
Spooky timed it every 6 seconds. Not only does he just, he doesn't just
Six seconds? He's not old enough for that.
He goes, that's what he hears.
Wow.
That's so
the
disgusting.
The neighbors hear it, apparently.
That is, Smokey is not a victimless crime.
And this guy
crime.
Is in his early 20s. Like,
he's about 25.
Bananas.
So Spooky just wrote this guy an email who lives in his own house.
That's how grown folks do it, okay?
About how you don't wash your hands after things that you should be washing your hands.
Shut up.
Here's the email.
Oh, my God.
You don't wash your hands.
This isn't meant to be preachy. I am assuming you are just unaware. This is an email you get from your roommate who's 5 feet away from you. Any letters today? Anything important? I think you have an email. You want to borrow my computer and check your email?
Send and literally go, you've got mail.
I think you have email on your computer, Spooky. No, I don't think that's for me, if you want to check your email. Inadequate hand hygiene, the letter says, contributes to food-related illnesses such as salmonella and E. coli infection. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, as many as 76 million Americans, that's one-fourth the population, get a foodborne illness each year. Of these, about 5,000 die as a result of their illness. Others experience the annoying signs and symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And then he has links for you. E. coli wiki, salmonella wiki, CDC website about hand washing, and one link called Another. Attached is a PDF from the CDC covering all aspects of health as related to hand washing. This is from the Mayo Clinic. When should you wash your hands? Although it's impossible to keep your bare hands germ-free, there are times when it's critical to wash your hands to limit the transfer of bacteria, viruses, and other microbes. After washing your hands,
oh my God.
Always wash your hands, and then there's a bullet, you know, there's bullets. Here's a list. After using the toilet, that's bolded in red.
Uh-huh.
So he's failing that one.
Well, because...
Does he do it boy style, where after he pees, he doesn't wash his hands? Because I know boys that do that, and I still find it disgusting, but jeez.
Well, I feel the need to... First of all, they should wipe more than we do, because they actually touch their genitalia.
Yeah.
Where we actually have a buffer.
Right.
I mean, I wash anyway.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you... I bet they're thinking they're always adjusting themselves, having their hands...
Because they feel they do the tip thing, and then the wiggle, and then they can move on with their day. That's disgusting. You just felt up your dick. Wash your hands.
But you know what? I don't want to think about where people have their hands all day long. You know, people constantly pick their nose,
I mean,
pick at their ears.
Unless you're cooking my food, I'm not walking around sucking on your fingers.
And that's what the problem was. says Spooky is disgusted because this guy works in a restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then also, secondly, this all started because he noticed that he went number two and just left the bathroom without washing, and that's and Spooky
you
like
shut
all
your face.
All hell
he did not take
broke
a crap.
Loose. That's what happened.
They teach that shit in kindergarten. You wash the fronts and the backs. What is going on? This is madness.
Spooky's joining in, by the way. I talked to him before I sent the email. I simply wanted to be clear on what needed to be done after calling him out in person.
I'm sorry, Spooky. We have to relearn a grown man.
And having a talk in person. This was a follow-up email. That's like if you talked about him not paying rent or something, and then, okay, everything's fine. Okay. You've got mail.
It's like you gave him homework.
Right. By the way, then you talked about the whole conversation all over again.
What did we learn yesterday?
Robert in Florida saying, my dick is clean. What does it touch? Urine is sterile, and that doesn't get on your hand. You know what, no. Robert?
Up.
Hey,
just
Spooky, send Robert an email real quick.
Yeah, people have that point. If anything, my dick's going to be cleaner. It's tucked away. If anything, my hands are dirty. I should be washing my dick in the sink. Then do it. But until you do that, yes, I think you should wash your hands.
Some of y'all don't rinse your dicks every day, so you might want to still go ahead and wash your hands.
Also, right. Like, just because your penis is tucked away, that doesn't mean it's clean.
No. Yeah,
it's the opposite. You got your little damp area down there.
Right.
Go ahead and let it get all the sauna'd and whatnot and...
Yeah, my armpit isn't touching urine, but I'm not going to wipe it and go like, what? It's cleaner than my hands.
Let's shake.
Always wash your hands after changing a diaper. Wash the diaper wearer's hands, too. What is your roommate doing, buddy? After touching animals or animal waste.
Yes.
Before and after preparing food, especially before and immediately after handling raw meat, poultry, or fish. Before eating. After blowing your nose.
Uh-huh.
That's bolded.
Yes.
Also this one. After coughing or sneezing into your hands.
Because he's hacking all the time.
Right. Before and after treating wounds or cuts. Before and after touching a sick or injured person.
Okay, wait. Not that all of this is relevant to our daily activities. Honestly, seriously, Spooky. However, you are stating everything. I now want to know how many times Spooky washes his hands daily.
If it's OCD levels or...
I don't think it's OCD level because he has been at the house and he's not like excusing himself all the time.
Well, no. Like for every little action.
Yeah, like I don't think... I definitely don't wash my hands every time I cough. Maybe that is gross now that I think about it.
If I've had a good time and I get it super moist,
well
let's go rinse it off.
Well.
I would guess.
Yeah. Well.
When it's a mouth volcano? Yes, I would guess, Patrice.
Yeah.
After handling garbage.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Yes.
I'm high levels about that one.
Before inserting or removing contact lenses.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say something besides contact lenses.
Right. After fingering my asshole for art. When using public restrooms, such as those in airports, train stations, bus stations, and restaurants.
You what should, but that's the one time you reach the gauntlet. I don't know why in America, or in general, we haven't gotten to the point where all bathrooms have automatic doors. Like, you hit something on the floor.
Everyone's so obsessed with
and
that.
And, like, Star Trek slides open or something. Because, in a sense, you're slightly... Because everybody else is nasty. You could be clean all day.
Okay,
as
but I'll tell you
other
this.
Other people are nasty, you're not safe.
I understand that. However... The same people that are touching that door to leave the bathroom are the people who are touching the stairs, the handrails, the people that are touching other doors to be pushed. I mean,
but not just for food reasons, like the whole coughing. You may not be a hand washer after you cough. You gone ahead and you got your little cough germs on it, and I catch a cold because of you.
It's on everything.
I know. It's just the world.
It's just
disgusting.
On everything.
It's a very disgusting
It
world.
Is. And if you keep thinking about it, you really will stay
I'd
indoors.
I'd stay home. Yeah.
Proper hand washing with soap and water. Follow these instructions for washing with soap and water. By the way, yeah, right. This is just a nice follow-up email. He'll appreciate it. Maybe he doesn't know. This isn't to talk down to you. It's to let you know how to wash your fucking hands.
You learned
hands.
That in kindergarten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Wipe around, shake.
You got to get the backs because little kids have a tendency to just get the fronts.
Speaking of automatic everything, though, somebody was telling me this during the blackout we had in New York. That I forget where the person worked, let's say an airport, that nobody thought this through. If there is a power outage, you can't flush any toilets without manually, you know, filling up the toilet with water. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's automatic. So you can't manually flush a toilet. And everything just stinks.
Wait a second.
That's what I was told.
Wait, oh, only for the automatic toilets?
Yeah, but
they
everything's automatic.
Those buttons.
Not all toilets are, The electric toilets, you mean? The one that when you get up, it sensors that you can flush?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's gross fucking
stuff. Not old school toilets. Not in your house toilets. You're talking about how when you put your hands under the water, it starts by itself. That kind of toilet.
Yeah, everything automatic. Yeah,
our toilet was fine. The Grundle is saying, also wash your hands before you go to the bathroom. You never know if you have poison ivy on your hands.
That's true.
Actually, sometimes I do wash before, like, just because I don't know if it's a New York thing or what, but in London it was the same, but that's very, it's just when you're out too much or I don't know, whatever it is, like sometimes I wash
before.
If you've
come off the train and you were touching train shit.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if people think I'm nuts because I go into the bathroom, wash my hands, go in the toilet.
I'm about to perform an operation.
Here's how you wash your hands. Wet your hands with warm running water and apply liquid soap or use clean bar soap. Lather well. Rub your hands vigorously together for at least 15 to 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
No, it's not.
Scrub all surfaces, including the backs of your hands, wrists, between your fingers, and under your fingernails.
Okay, I'm not operating on anybody, depending on the context.
Rinse well. Dry your hands with a clean or disposable towel. Use a towel to turn off the faucet.
Ah, there we go.
I don't do that.
Now we're getting to the party. I do that.
Human infection with salmonella.
What part do you do?
Okay, so you turn on the sink. Mm-hmm. Everyone that's touched the sink to turn it on theoretically has dirty hands. Mm-hmm. So you wash your hands. Actually, before you start washing your hands, you hit the nasty button to make the napkin come down.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the water on, wash your hands. Then you grab, dry, and turn the water off.
Oh, with the paper towel.
With the paper towel.
You know, I didn't think of that. Okay.
I wash my hands as I'm going to the bathroom.
Now I'm feeling like I'm phobic.
I actually don't like bars of soap for washing hands. I like
it in my house. I don't go to other people's house and use bars of soap.
Oh, I just feel like... Because when I'm in the shower, I rinse the bar off first. I don't even know why. It's just me and Keith. And then I rinse it after. I don't know.
That's like, well, you got to get it wet to lather.
Yeah, but I feel like it's become such a mess when it's by the sink. And
right.
It's us talking. Our whole place is a mess, but still.
The soap should be clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I would complain on Pemda if I have to, which I obviously do. When she brushes her teeth.
Uh-huh.
And when she rinses off the toothbrush. For example, I'm sure there's other things that she rinses off. I'll have to think. She rinses off the entire toothbrush and then puts it back. So the handle and everything is always just dripping.
I do that.
It's disgusting.
Now, do you have a problem with it being wet when she puts it back
yes.
or the rinsing of it?
I don't. It's that it's wet.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to dry it off before. I got to tell you, like, the next place we
move to. Why are you even doing the handle, though?
I just feel like everything gets everywhere.
You don't get drool on the handle of the toothbrush?
No.
You're not getting in it.
Yeah.
You're not getting in it. What the fuck are you rabid toothbrushes doing?
Well, it's not just the brush itself. Like, a little bit further than the brush also gets it, so I just rinse the whole thing.
Then she doesn't do this. Then you got those people that brush their teeth and feel like they have to brush their uvula.
Oh, I don't do all that. I do scrub the tongue a dash, but I don't.
I do the tongue.
The people that make themselves choke, I'm not down.
Yeah, just getting fully clean. By the way, salmonella is actually a group of bacteria that can cause diarrheal illness in humans. Salmonella, this is important for the letter. Salmonella, named after a scientist named Salmon who discovered them, live in the intestinal tracts of people and other animals. The bacteria spread when people eat food contaminated with animal feces or contaminated by people who don't wash their hands after handling the food or using the bathroom. Salmonella can also be found in the feces of some pets, especially those with diarrhea, and people can become infected if they do not wash their hands after contact with the feces. Reptiles are particularly likely to harbor salmonella, and people should always wash their hands immediately after handling a reptile. This guy's always coming home from the zoo.
I really wouldn't have read this whole email.
He's not either.
I wouldn't either.
I'm so tired right now.
Adults should make sure their children wash their hands after handling a reptile. Please remember... In conclusion,
I don't know why that was a particular key moment for me.
When you flush a toilet, particles disperse into the air in a 20-foot radius. I think there's an episode of Mythbusters on that. I believe he's more rating this part than cutting and pasting.
I love it.
And settle on the surfaces of everything in the bathroom and on you. I think that sometimes when I fart, I look at my friend, I'm like, you're eating my shit, kind of. You know, because you get that particle in the air. Think about it. Yeah. Me? My friends? They're eating my shit. We're at a nice restaurant. When it or any other sickness germ bacteria is on your hands and you touch anything I later touch, you could get me sick. This includes the handles of the doors, the fridge, the faucets, the buttons on the microwave, the handle of the water pitcher, the silverware you come in contact with when you get a fork out of the drawer, light switches, cabinet door handles, etc. The fact that you have not been regularly washing your hands and do things like use my toothpaste, and then in parentheses, but an exclamation point, or work at a restaurant, which I later use and put directly in my mouth, bothers me. You are sick now. Please don't be inconsiderate of me and get me sick, especially when I am about to leave the country. I can't go if I am sick. Where's he going?
I don't know.
He always has plans.
Away.
By potentially being irresponsible with your own personal hygiene. To be clear, I am not a germaphobe. I don't use hand sanitizer or anything over the top like that. washing your hands regularly is just good sense once you realize how effective it is at preventing sickness. I'm sure after reading you agree and you will wash your hands more often and always when you leave the bathroom. Thanks.
So wash your hands when you take a shit, touch my food, or play with the iguana.
Right. I'm sorry, but if this guy's hacking every 6 seconds...
Okay, so I think you can be a little loose on that. But definitely after taking a shit, you might want to give him a quick rinse.
I do think that if I was if I was Spooky's roommate and I got this, I would pay rent so on time. Like, this guy's a killer. Lebowski saying, Spooky would make a great killer. Yeah. Perfect cleanup technique.
And he did the perfect killer movie. Claimed, I'm not crazy, in the email.
Ever watch some murder shit movie or something with Spooky? And he's like, oh, they messed up right there.
So the dirtiest thing in your house isn't your toilet. It's the refrigerator door handle. I don't know why.
The refrigerator door handle?
The refrigerator door handle.
Maybe because too many people touch that.
It gets the most traffic. Office.
Or you're probably opening and closing after you touch chicken or raw beef and stuff like that.
It gets the most traffic.
Okay, Keith, knowing that this person works in a restaurant, would you eat in that restaurant?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll tell them not to touch my food.
I gotta say, this doesn't turn me off to any restaurant. I know that there's some other jerk off that probably jerked off and then served me the food.
If he was my waiter and I hear every 6 seconds, I don't even think, to be honest, that I would ask for a new waiter. I'd be like, oh my god, you're kidding me.
I'd just be like, hey, cough away.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? No, I know what's going on. Everything's sick. You hope for the best in this world. The restaurant's no different.
Yeah,
you don't need to see it.
Gross.
You can hide it more. You know, they really is this maybe this guy's a cook and not a waiter, and. Just what I mean is to keep it away from the public.
Right. I think.
Come on, everything's going on. You're reusing the butter. I know everything that's going on. Please.
You gotta hope the heat burns
somewhere. There are books now written on it.
Yeah, and these are number one selling books. So people read it and go, and what do you think? Not your restaurant.
We read it like Tales from the Crypt. I want to read a horror story.
Yeah.
Please, they shut down my favorite places, and I'm like, okay, apparently I really like bugs.
We had lunch at Planet Thai one day when they had no running water.
Yeah.
There you go. Think about that.
Yeah.
Y'all laugh like, haha, Anthony Bourdain fucked somebody on the cutting board. I'm like, well, where do you think he uses that cutting board? And quit going to restaurants if it's so gross.
Gross is good, I guess.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Really, Mamoon's in the West Village was closed.
Oh, it's the nastiest place in the universe, but it tastes good.
Yeah. I told my father that. He's like, you know, I always thought I never want to see what happens back there. It's a tiny shithole in the wall.
It's possibly smaller than this room.
It is smaller than this room. It's just, and most of their stuff goes on in the basement of New York City.
You think somehow.
There's some ratatouille shit going on down there.
Absolutely. And there's a line for that place all the time, and there's no way that nobody's recognizing that it gets closed here and again.
Right. Yeah, nobody cares. You think, like, the government's going to come through one day and really clean up the city, and next thing you know, all food tastes bland.
It's the cockroaches. Come to New York.
By the way, this is missing in Mexico. A truck carrying 5,000 condoms, 800 HIV tests, and inflatable prophylactics. The coordinator of an HIV AIDS awareness tour, Polo Gomez, said that the condomobile was parked in front of a friend's house in Mexico City when it disappeared Sunday evening. He believes the truck was stolen, but he doesn't know why. Police are still investigating. I know why.
Yikes.
Somebody took an AIDS test. Their partner made them. And they go, fuck, the results are going to come in the mail. I got to steal the whole fucking truck.
Oh, so already completed AIDS test. I thought you meant, like, kits.
I wouldn't know. It just says 800 HIV test. The truck should be easy to spot. It features painted images of a peeled banana, the exposed part shaped like a condom, and a shirtless man saying, I protect myself. Do you?
Oh, my God.
Gomez,
who is that encouraging to use a condom?
Gomez estimated $19,000, $200,000 pesos worth of material is missing, including the truck, its contents, and sound equipment. The United Nations AIDS program says there are some 200,000 people living with HIV in Mexico. And now they won't know it. The Condomobile program has toured Mexico since 1998, promoting safe sex practices, while distributing 1.2 million condoms to more than 700,000 people. The inflatable condom was used to draw attention from passersby. Hold on, baby. Look at that. That just reminded me. I should get an AIDS test. Why? A responsible thing to do? You can't do that on a whim, you know?
No.
Someday in a month or so, we should get tested. Not,
there's no way
hey, baby, yeah, I'm going to grab a shawarma and get an AIDS test real quick.
There's no casual way to suggest that. Let's go get an AIDS test.
You know what? It's just Keith and me, and he's the one who has insurance. I'd like you to get all the tests, just because I think a lot of it is dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know.
AIDS does take a minute to pop up.
AIDS takes a minute. I think like a lot of things. They say that some diseases take 10 years to pop up.
Jeez.
And some people could just be carriers.
Right. And just be really have a really good immune system and it's not
Yeah. I heard the first sign is coughing every 6 seconds for AIDS. By the way, Patrice showed me this website, inspotla.org, and it's one of these things that you would go, let me tell you that I probably gave you AIDS. Send.
This website is unbelievably incredible. It's a new way to fuck someone over via technology.
I love it. And you know how you would really fuck up is like if somebody shares and like if someone's cheating and they share an account with like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you send it to the account.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh wow.
Like and then literally like you're almost giving the like how you would send a Hallmark electronic card style. Like there's different motifs. I like this one. It's not what you brought to the party. It's what you left with.
Oh my God! They're being cute about telling someone.
And
they
it's
have
got
AIDS?
Like the sexy club dude on it.
Here, I'll tell you some of these. You
can I see it. Okay.
You can click on tell them or get checked. If you got if you got an email, you want to check, get checked, and they'll tell you
where
get
to go
tested
to get
at.
Tested.
Yeah, but the tell them is what's funny. You do click on it, and yeah, I see the one you're talking about. I left with an STD. You might have it too. Oh, it says first. It says it's not what you brought to the party. It's what you left with. Haha. And then I left with an STD. You might have too. Get checked out soon. InspotLA.org. And this naked buff dude
on
this e-card.
With the club lights in the back.
Yeah, but it also says your message goes here. Like, do I need to say much more?
Yeah.
Lols.
Sorry. You say sorry.
OMG. So sorry.
If you want to keep it classy, the first one I click on says, there's something I need to tell you. ... Oh. I found out that I have an STD. You should get checked if you haven't recently. Your message goes here.
You're too hot to be out of action. I got diagnosed with an STD since we played. You might want to get checked, too.
They make it fun, since we played.
Oh, my God.
Since we played hide my dick.
My personal favorite is the post-it note that just says, I'm so sorry.
Maybe it's this one. Maybe it's true what they say. You shouldn't play hide the dick and shit. Mm-mm. Anyway, get tested at InspotLA.org. Oh,
and they even have a Spanish one.
Yeah, the one that Patrice is talking about, it's like just a hand holding a card that says, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. It does have a frown face with tears coming out.
Yeah, oops, it's just literally a little post-it. Not
it's
even a full-size
crazy.
Post-it note, the half note.
And then it says, I don't know. I didn't know that I had an STD when we were together. You should get tested.
I think your message goes here, I'd rate. My bad. Here's another one. Who, what, when, where? That's the pretty part. And then it says, it doesn't matter. I got an STD and you might have it too. Please get checked out in Spot LA.
The Spanish alternative is ¿Quién que cuando donde?
Right.
No importa.
So is this a way to tell people anonymously?
I don't know. Let's see if you select the card.
Did you mention this one? I'm sorry. And the final one I'm seeing is a dude's back and he's taking the towel. And you know how like... You how do you describe that? When you dry your back off
and you
do
go
that,
back and forth?
Yeah, this guy's doing it to his ass, and it says, you're too hot to be out of action.
I'm sorry, when you get to the next page, it actually asks you to select your STD.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I'm going to say I have crabs and scabies, and I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. I hope you personalize it.
Do you know that a lot of people are listening to the show right now and going, do I check this website or not? Because if they share a computer with their mate, with the person they live with their lover, and that is going to be on the history, they're
doing
a little
it for
nervous.
And giggles, but yeah, they have some.
That's like
here.
When you Google something, like, you know, you heard a story about some child touching thing or some porn site or like something that, you know, can be. So you're like, maybe I just shouldn't Google this. Never mind.
Yeah, I want to look up.
I'll go to the library.
Yeah, Gary Glitter or something like that. And I'm like, forget it.
I need to look up a couple of these diseases. I'm 29. I've been out in the world and I've never heard of some of these.
Like what?
Non-gonoconal urethris.
Wow. That sounds bad.
Trichomoniasis.
I don't think any of them will sound good, though.
Lymphogranuloma venereum, LGV.
Oh, that's when you fuck a hippie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cervicitis.
That's when you fuck a waiter.
That takes your cervix. So you have the choice of entering your email address or sending it anonymously. I will enter my email address just to see what
happens. Send it anonymously. I'd rather see how that works.
Okay.
Because that's how people are going to send it.
And then they ask my zip code for statistical purposes.
Oh, but then does your anonymous thing get... like?
Well, I guess they block who it's from.
And I hope they block the zip code, because how many people...
Yeah, no, well, for statisticals, I assume they keep it for themselves. I've sent you a card.
People aren't going to really fill out the proper... I always fill out 12345 for my zip code.
Oh.
There must be so many people with so much stuff going on in 12345.
Saskatchewan, New York. Schenectady, excuse me.
Oh, it's
Schenectady.
Real.
Schenectady,
that
New York.
That is funny.
Is the number one... Is the AIDS capital of the world?
No, it's the number one everything of the world.
I'm sure.
When was the last time you were this? 12345.
You know how else gets a lot of email? A@a.com.
You know what else? Whatever year it is to turn 21, that particular year plus January 1st is a very popular birthday.
You know what? This just came in. My name is Patrice and I have scabies. I don't know if you clicked the right button, Patrice.
I did. Did you read my message?
No, I didn't get it yet.
You should read the... I've been personalized into our particular situation.
Oh, wow. I'm just sitting here.
I hope your email's been working this last week.
I even sent it in Spanish so that you can't see what I've sent him.
Oh, yeah. What if, like, you decided not to use that email anymore or you're away?
Oh, well, then you're bad.
I don't know. Yeah. You did the right thing.
Well, you know what's funny? It came right in my junk mail. That's why I couldn't find it.
That's because it's about your junk.
I have a link. And then I guess the only thing it's really showing me is your message.
Right.
No importa. Yo recibiri. Crabs and scabies.
Yes.
That's the message that you get right away?
That's the text of the card itself.
That you did or they did it?
They did it.
Really? The first thing is not important?
Yeah.
No, this is
a translation of the English card. It's not important how you got it, but remember Spanish, it flips.
Oh, I thought, like, no big whoop, but you got crabs and scabies.
Don't get excited. No. It's just because it's translated.
All right. Let's listen to this. So it goes in my junk mail, so I have to move it to my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because it doesn't want me to get any viruses. It's very interesting. I can't even get this card. Even this card is dangerous. Do I want to right click and download? I don't know.
Does it look like spam, by the way? Especially because it's from an anonymous person. And I don't know if I click on it. Yeah.
It's generic. Get checked at InSpot LA. I mean, you know right away what it is.
I wouldn't do it, though.
But yeah, you download you actually get the card right there.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would click on it. So I see what the card is.
So I have to go pick it up. It doesn't even come as inline text.
Oh my god, I do get that. Yeah, you do. You get the card. I do get your text.
Okay.
Click here. So I click there, and now I'm on the page that says you have been exposed to crabs and scabies. Learn about crabs and scabies. Find a clinic in LA. STD cures and treatments. Yeah. This is just a little follow up.
Awesome.
Right. You probably got it from my door handle, you filthy fuck.
I didn't wipe my ass that last time.
Let's get to Gossip of the Week, Patrice.
Sure.
What's happening this time?
Okay, so it's been a minute, and we're out of the beginning of the fall TV season, so two more shows safe. Private Practice, which is the Grey's Anatomy spinoff, which I've yet to really see, and
To really hear about.
Exactly. And Knight Rider, surprisingly. Everybody thought it wouldn't do so fabulous, but apparently they're good for the rest of the season. They actually requested a few more episodes.
I saw the first 5 minutes of Knight Rider. After, like, there was that shit movie.
Right, the TV
on TV
movie.
And I saw that, and then they brought it back, and I saw the first 5 minutes. Ridiculous. I can't believe these shows. That there's so many shows.
The original was ridiculous, too. We were just really young.
But pointedly ridiculous. It made sense in the ridiculousness.
It
was campy for campy.
You don't want to go back and look at it and think what a retard you are.
No, you don't want a serious hour. You want... It's like how you watch 18.
You know what? There's this Terminator, the TV show. Somebody was saying, oh, it's cool that this happened. There's some a urinal uses, you know, is that robot that can morph into things, and it morphs into a chick, and then chick kills a dude. And I saw this segment on TV. It's a urinal, and then they just, I don't know, like,
oh, I remember that.
Right? They kind of flash a girl, and then it flashes again, and now she's has color to her, and it's such cheese that I can't believe anybody's liking this stuff.
Oh, Sarah Connor Chronicles is actually on the edge.
That's what I mean. That's horrible.
May not make it throughout the whole season.
Well, I don't get how people are watching any of this crap. I really don't.
I don't have any solid new favorite TV shows. U.S. TV, anyway.
I haven't really watched TV because we were away,
mm-hmm.
and I do miss TV sometimes, but.
There's nothing
mm-hmm. on.
I had to make peace and break up with Heroes. It's not for me anymore. I'm good.
I can't think of one show that I like other than, like, Let Me Learn How to Cook. And even those, I've got a little tired of it because, for example, Rachel Ray just keeps teaching me how to make different
pasta
hamburgers.
Sauce.
You know, like, right. I get it. Pretty much Rachel Ray has, like, 5 or 6 tricks that I've really learned a lot from and I really learned how to generally cook from. And I think anyone who doesn't know a thing about cooking should watch her because mm-hmm. she's very easy and she explains everything and it's very simple. But beyond that, I'm having trouble even finding new anything.
I'm really into Cooks Illustrated right now. It's actually cool.
I hate reading about cooking.
Oh, no. It's just got a sketched picture and then, like, it's almost like Rachel Ray, but taken to the next level. Like, you work with the best ingredients as far as for that recipe. So it's like the world's best such and such, the world's best such and such. Mm. Cole and I have cooked from it before, and it's really good.
Oh, maybe when I look for another recipe, I'll check it out.
I want to, I keep forgetting to record Saturday Night Live.
Why don't you record the series?
I always forget, but everybody's talking about it, especially, you know, because of the race for presidency. Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, news is talking about what happened on Saturday Night Live the night before all the time.
They honestly did the smartest thing they could have done. When the seasons were getting scheduled for this year, being that it's an election year and being that News Update is one of their popular segments, they did what they call a day part for them because they're typically a late night show. So anytime earlier, it's called a day part. And
Recording it live, you mean?
They're not recording it live, yes.
Okay.
So the network basically signed them up for 11 90-minute specials. That's what you've been seeing on Thursday nights, and it's been the highest rated thing for the network for the season. So
I didn't even know they were doing this.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't get it. So, they're on Thursdays now?
They're on Thursdays,
they're on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11.
A different show than Saturday?
Yeah. They record the news segment and as a separate sort of entity.
What happened that they couldn't find any material and that show's been sucking and now they can do two 90-minute shows a week?
They signed up for 11 of them, actually. So it's going to air every Thursday night until the election, as far as it being packaged as the election special.
Right.
Maybe our candidates are just giving them way too much material.
The real Sarah Palin was on the other day, right?
They're taking an offshoot of the whole Jon Stewart and The Daily Show, that being so popular. Being that it's an election year, that's how they built in these day parts for Thursday nights.
No, I get it.
Covering, because Thursday nights, typically, with the exception, I think, of one debate, have been the nights of the debates. So this week, despite rumors, Obama will not be on tonight. It's a possibility he may be there next week.
Okay. All right. You see that thing about
it? I wonder if he feels like he has to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, they got Sarah Palin?
You know what? No matter what it is,
I don't want
though.
Him to.
I want everyone to be busier than that.
Yeah. I don't want
That's
him
all.
To.
You're only doing it, though, obviously.
You're not pushing a book. It's weird. You know what I mean?
Because it's cool guy. It's cool guy doing it if you do it to do it at this point. And it's a presidential election. It's kind of not funny.
It's weird that it affects a vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will affect voting, obviously, or you wouldn't do it.
It has already. It's affected voting already.
That's so weird. What threw me over the top? SNL.
Right.
My SNL skit. I did the cheerleader thing with Will Ferrell. He came back.
It was Alec Baldwin calling Sarah Palin hot that made me
right,
vote.
Right, right. Oh, well. Survivor. Are there more Survivors?
Survivor, they're in a season at the moment. They're doing the show. And now, you know, when you have one show, you always want to spin that popularity off into another show. So Jeff Probst, who's the host and one of the producers, has a new show. It's currently casting and they're in production. It's called Live Like You're Dying.
So they take real people that are dying?
They take a terminally ill person and take them on the last adventure of their life.
Yes!
Adventures will include...
Eating bugs, running races blindfolded.
Adventures will include reuniting with family members, fulfilling lifelong dreams, and a legacy moment that will help their name live on forever and ever.
You know what? I'm gonna die, and as a reward, I get to see all my family members?
No.
If I could have done that on my own if I wanted to.
Shortlist.
I don't want to.
I want to finger bang Pamela Anderson in Times Square.
Today's
make it happen. I'm dying.
I'm not doing that one. Today's activity is I bring all the family to your hospital bed.
I want you to line up everybody in my family and I tell them why they suck. How about that?
repercussions. Can I be on that line? Because I would love for you to. I think a lot of people would like to be on your line of ripping people apart.
Not even ripping people apart. I'm gonna make a little index card. These are the things you need to work on.
Thanks. Thank you. And then she gives the card and goes, "Thank you for giving me peace."
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
Thank you for giving
peace
me
be with
peace.
You.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Here's the index card.
They turn around crying. You're in line. You see them crying.
I tried to keep it to 3x5. Here
don't do it. She really has a memory. Get out of line.
Remember that time? No.
She's crazy.
No.
What else is happening, Patrice?
The Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles, they're having a bit of a kerfuffle.
Oh, no.
They have a lovely swimming pool at the hotel. And unfortunately, last week, they found a gentleman dead inside of the pool. He was on the bottom of the pool. They don't say if it was like the filter system caught him or whatever, or if he,
I was gonna say, how's
he
on
stroked
the bottom?
Out, or if he, you know, drank too much and drowned. Point blank, they came down in the morning, dead dude in the pool.
Do you get a discount if you saw that? Do you get a discount for the day?
I'm sure you got your, whoever found him got the room for free.
That's nice.
So they didn't release how he was found or who, you know, actually brought him out of the pool, but whatever. Basically, dead guy in the pool, we removed the dead guy. Spooky will enjoy this. They did not drain the pool. They said the pool had enough chemicals to kill whatever dead guy germs.
I believe it.
What was going on
Spooky.
In the pool.
Send them an email.
Smokey, send them an email from the CDC, please.
You get that chlorine.
No.
You can't wash that off. You can't wash that off for three
That's
days.
What they said. We threw an extra container of blue in there. It's fine. So, yeah, I guess with the economy being what it is quite expensive. Think about how much water a pool holds.
Right.
So they did not drain the pool. But they told staffers it didn't need to be drained because there was enough chlorine in it to kill the bacteria. A week later, they had a celebrity-filled party where, of course, everyone is rich and happy and they jump in the pool. The press statement, and then the hotel, when this sort of hit the news, they were like, y'all are crazy. So they put out a press statement the next day, and they said that there was no need to drain the pool because the victim wasn't pronounced dead while in the pool.
Ew.
They had to take him out and then figure out he was dead on the way to the hospital.
How are they going to pronounce him dead in the fucking wall? Time stamp.
They didn't pay the good person to put out the press release that day.
No swells. Who's the famous people that jumped in the pool?
The likes of Lindsay Lohan, of course. That means Sam Ronson was there.
They should, just because she was in the pool, they should drain it.
Well, whatever bacteria she had in there killed whatever. It negated the dead people bacteria. Eve, Kevin Connolly from Entourage.
You should send out a card and be like, were you in the pool? I was too. Get yourself checked out.
Yeah, add that to the list.
It doesn't matter how you got in the pool.
Right, you were in the pool.
You were in the pool.
Looks like we're in the same pool together.
You know?
Check out if you have AIDS.
Hey, I'm throwing you a raft. Mm-hmm.
I have AIDS and we fucked. See if you have AIDS too.
And Stacey Keibler. Let's see. So while
she's
you guys,
the wrestler, right? She's a WWE wrestler.
I believe
wrestler.
So. I don't keep up on that because they're female wrestlers. It's not like the old days with the female wrestlers where they were kind of sexy. Now they're just technically lingerie models that, like, bear hug. I don't even know how it works.
Right.
But I know you guys were on vacation, but a lot of shit's been happening. Madonna and Guy Ritchie are getting divorced.
My.
It's the most calculated divorce of our lifetimes.
How do you mean?
It's been going on for about 8 months. Now they're calculating the moves to make sure everything hits at the right time.
She was definitely fucking that baseball player,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
A-Rod?
She's on tour right now, so it's the perfect time to have a little bit of scandal going on. Make sure we sell out all our tickets.
She's worth immensely more than him, right?
$525 million to his $30
million. Wow.
But
and I even think $30 million is low. I mean, he's a director. He's done, you know, Snatch.
No, he's made nice money.
Yeah.
But $525 million, a good portion of that is the deal that she made to sort of be able to get a portion of all her ticket money, record sales, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it was amassed during the marriage. So if he wants to take her to court, she can. But it's being said so far that he's pretty much going, I got $30 million, girl. I think I'm good, and you and all your troubles can go that way.
I was going to say,
he would,
like,
look pretty bitchy.
But not only that, like, people get really petty, and I could see people doing it, but there's so much trouble with trying to get money out of somebody else. You have to be in and out of court dates and talk to lawyers all the time. Like, if I had $30 million, go fuck yourself.
Well, also to use quotey fingers, it's a classy situation in the sense that they understand they have young kids together, and let's keep all the shit out the papers. Let's, you know, as much as we can, because you don't have 2-year-olds. You have an 8-year-old, you have a 13-year-old.
And you have a lot of press.
You have a lot of press, and it's nasty press now, too. And we don't need to get into, Lord, is this 13? You don't need to read about how you, I mean, I'm sure she understands your mom's used to be a real skis, but you don't need to read about, you know, who fucked her in her ear every day, because you can't read.
Madonna tends to keep her kid out of the media, though.
Which is smart.
Yeah. Like, but it's impressive.
Like, she had her bar mitzvah the other day, and it was, like, maybe three pictures, bat mitzvah, there, Kabbalah. She didn't do the full thing where you read from the Torah and all that, but it's the equivalent
then
for Kabbalah.
What did she do? She had a party?
For
what did she do?
Okay.
What makes Madonna
I know.
A Jew?
I know. She didn't have to read and make people get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, but she had a nice party and she's a Jew, so bat mitzvah. And so he's basically more concerned about sharing custody of their son, Rocco, who's 8. So, but Madonna's being kind of dirty a little bit because he's over in the UK and Madonna's here in New York. And, you know, paparazzi will get photos, and they're saying she pretty much orchestrated a situation where she knew he was going to be able to be photographed and put him in a New York Yankees jersey.
Huh.
You don't do that with my kid. I'll punch you in your neck. That's not cute.
I wish him all the best.
You do that with your little African baby. Don't do that with my child.
Hey, tonight is Celebrity Rehab, too?
Yes! I couldn't be more excited if I was on it.
Babe, are you into this? I haven't heard anything from you about this. Did you know it was on?
I didn't know it was on.
I talked about it before. I kind of gave you a brief sketch of who was going to be on. But just to recap, it's the second season and people are just more fucked up than ever. We got Rodney King, known for the LA riots. He was the one that caught a whipping. Nikki McKibben, who was on American Idol.
I don't know her.
Steven Adler, who was a drummer for Guns N' Roses.
I know him. You do so many drugs that Guns N' Roses kicks you out of the band.
Damn. Was he making it?
This guy is so fucked up from drugs that I remember when we brought this up before and I said that he might even be more messed up than Jeff Conaway who makes a return. This guy is shaky and iron and mumbly.
You know when you do a TV show, I've laid out the structure for you that you have to reveal a secret about you that nobody really needs to know but you feel might get you a bit of press?
Right.
Jeff Conaway, during the press tour for the show, felt the need to point out that he needed to be back on the show because at some point he was high enough that he decided his next line of cocaine he would snort off his dog's stomach. No one asked him, but he did offer that information. No one asked him.
Tawny Katane,
who's been known the past few years for her troubles as far as liking to get all high and tanked up and put her hands on a man. She beat the business out of her husband one day, and he sued her for it.
Right. She's also nuts. She's going to be a good yeller. I like when they yell and start drumming. And she's one of them.
I love the women that were super, super fucking hot in the 80s and then take the 90s and the 00s to fall apart. Because you've gotten older and you don't know what to do with yourself because you get a combination of cat face and pills. And,
she does have that cat face.
Oh, she's got the... It's there.
I just love that Patrice said the 90s and the O's.
The 90s and the O's. You get the cat face, and the cat face women goes back to the not having a best friend. Nobody told you to stop there. No.
That's because
no
your friends were doing this.
I guess
thing.
Your friends, the birds of a feather, your friends are cat facing it themselves. But I'd like to know that somebody would tell me, okay, your eyes are enough. Please don't get the full facelift.
Can you even see me anymore?
You know, you're now Asian. Amber Smith, who is one of those lingerie kind of models, Baywatchy actress types.
Okay.
And Sean Stewart, son of Rod Stewart, who was actually on a reality show previously with his mother, Alana Stewart, and is now just admitting he likes to drink.
Are they yappers? Yeah, you know what? You got Steven Adler. You got Jeff Conaway. Rodney King is probably trying to hide all that pain, literally and figuratively. And then you got Sean Stewart. I like to drink sometimes.
I see Steven Adler and Jeff Conaway forming the old drunk, druggy alliance to the side. Like, been there, done that.
And telling too many stories. Yeah. Not thinking they're on cam.
And not working on their own treatment.
I like that you use the word alliance. I think you should be able to kick somebody out every week.
You're too sober. Get out. You passed the pee test. Get out.
Yeah. Hey, what's the deal with the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger killer?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is still going on. I did not know till I was not feeling well a Saturday ago. They're now up to like Jungle Force. Like I summoned the power of the rhino. Oh. It's actually quite entertaining.
I was one. I was a Mighty Morphin
what color
Power
were you,
Ranger.
Keith?
I don't know. I remember my dick and balls being quite clear in the outfit. That's all I remember.
I remember this one. I was the pink Power Ranger like every goddamn weekend for a while.
I wanted to be yellow.
I just wore it under my clothes. I swear to God. Wore it under my clothes, went to the party, stripped. Hi, kids. And at some point, and I'm like, hi, I'm naked.
Right.
You can see my panty line. You can see my bra.
Go-go power thong.
Every weekend, they would, like, throw another layer on me. Like, here's, you know, a bodysuit underneath. Mm-hmm. Here's some, you know, stretchy pants underneath that. I'm like, ah.
They always thought my dick was the Power Ranger laser gun. Which, by the way...
I thought they thought it was a shield that they can kick.
Even if it was a gun. You don't punch guns.
The only bodysuit costume I ever had to wear was Mr. Incredible, and that was not flattering. Because it had the fake muscles built in, and I'm wearing neoprene underpants over my bodysuit, and I'm just like, college for this. But Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, remember they always had the kids that were their friends, and, you know, the kids were around? Well, one of those kids, Skylar De Leon, was convicted this week of murdering 3 people.
Wow.
Including a couple that he actually went, they were selling their boat, and he went to see them on their boat as a prospective buyer, proceeded to harangue them, tie them to the anchor, and drop it over the side.
So, but this, what kind of deal? Did they not haggle well? What happened?
He killed them for the boat. But it didn't work out too well, though.
So to be clear, this isn't an actual Power Ranger.
No. He was one of the children.
See, that makes sense, because Power Rangers have integrity.
They do.
I'd be very surprised
they do.
If
them
a Power
and Planeteers.
Ranger was involved.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they dropped him over. He dropped them over the side after making sure they were a concert. He tied them to the anchor. They went. And he also killed a third person. He slit their throat.
He wasn't done.
After scamming $50,000 for them, he left them on the side of the road in Mexico.
And then stole a condom truck. Is that
yes.
true?
He indeed was the one that stole the condom truck. Speaking of condom trucks.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jenna Jameson is currently with child. She is expecting twins.
Oh,
I can't remember if I announced it before, but she's expecting twins.
She wants to make a good one.
Yes. With her Ultimate Fighter boyfriend, Tito.
Those ribs are going to crack.
The bitch can't do nothing halfway, huh?
What a
two
you
babies.
Know what? Anytime you bring up her name, it's sad.
It is. She's another one that she was so pretty.
So pretty. And just had herself. To keep fixing it. Somebody says you're one of the most beautiful women in the world, and you just got to fix that.
Well, when you read her autobiography, you kind of understand why, but...
I know you're damaged, probably, that you're important in the first
place.
Fine,
the football team ran a train on you. But
yeah, that's true.
Really, like,
A football team fucked her.
Like rape or
she was
fun?
The only girl at the party. She got raped by the football team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion.
Is it all right that I keep thinking in my head that it was just fun? No? Nobody?
I've never been a victim. I'm not the one to say.
Never, no.
I'm fine with it.
You know?
Dark Lobo says, Patrice, didn't one of the original Power Rangers end up in gay porn?
Gay porn, yes. And another one, I believe, committed suicide.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, it's stressful, though.
The only one that made it out
it's
okay
that outfit.
Is...
It's so much pressure. You can't have an ounce of fat on you.
Hilary Swank is the only one that made it out okay.
After I finished those kids' parties as a Power Ranger, I was ready to kill somebody.
Wait, Hilary Swank, what?
She was a Power Ranger.
She was not a Power Ranger.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. I think she's sexy. I don't even care about her chompers. I think she's very sexy.
Oh, I thought you didn't
it's
think so.
It's not her teeth, it's her jaw.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I think she's beautiful. There's something about her.
That put me down for a plus.
An elegant strength.
Yes.
Would you put her on your list of five?
No.
Like if I, oh, right.
No.
Let's not get crazy. What is the list these days, Keith? I haven't updated in a minute.
It's not Pamela Anderson.
I know. I remember she was getting removed from the list.
I got to think for a second. But yeah, it's like, you know,
he's
whenever
being
I,
recorded. Don't put pressure.
Any new entries that I should know?
When about. I list my top five movies or top five comics, people always go, well, what about this? What about this? This is a top five. This is some serious shit.
Okay, so scratch the top five. If Pamela got removed, are there any new entrants? Or are we at four?
Oh, no. Let's see. Who's new? Who's new in the world today? Who's in magazines and stuff? I'll tell you who I enjoy the stylings of. The girl from... Because she really has, like, a dirty look about her. And she's sexy. Megan Fox.
I knew you were going to say that.
Who is that?
She's from Terminator. She's the one that looks like Angelina Jolie's baby sister, if she was trying too hard.
No idea.
You mean Transformers?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I'll look under all episodes on keithandthegirl.com, and I'll find out.
That would be a good way to find out. Yeah. She gets the lip thing with the collagen, and she went and got the tattoos, and she does the black hair on purpose.
Oh, you want her to talk nasty and
oh, she's dirty.
And have her be...
I get her confused with the girl that was Stephanie's best friend on Full House.
She has entire sentences like written for tattoos. Like, it takes up one of her sides.
Yeah.
There once was a girl who met a boy, her heart broke, and that's when she knew what love was.
She's dating Brian Austin Green.
Yeah,
my God, to have a sentence on your body, like, that would be the only thought for the rest of your life that you thought was so profound.
Right.
That was it. Tattoo it. No, I'm done. Really. This is just
how do you
pick
the text
genius.
That's important enough to do that is the question.
It's like, it's some kind of, like, old school gothic looking text. Too.
Right.
Yeah, but
the ones that take up space.
Are you done with your epiphanies? Are you done with things, you know, sentences that change your life? Are you done with things that mean so much?
Well,
this
she
is
has,
the one?
She has
She's
room.
More room, right? Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. She might have to fatten up the more shit she thinks about.
Or just get them inscribed on the implants and put them inside.
Oh, wait. I have a thought. Can you tattoo this real quick?
Who else? Anybody else going on
milk,
that I should
bread,
be
eggs.
That I should be thinking about woman-wise, Patrice?
I don't know. I don't have any new suggestions right now. Okay. There's a few girls. There's that girl from Mad Men, but...
I don't know that show.
Okay.
I keep my eyes open.
If I come across anything.
I'm always ready.
I'm removing Angelina Jolie from... any sexiness eligibility.
What was my other five that this came up in one of the stand-up CDs I did? So I know Beyonce was on there.
Mm-hmm. Really? Why?
And Ashanti, because they look alike. I was hedging my bets.
You don't want Ashanti right now. I'm just not having a good time.
I'm still into both them.
Okay,
they're maturing, but so am I.
What about a Beyonce versus, since it's a classic battle, Beyonce
sure.
versus Rihanna?
You know what? I do like Rihanna, but she always has her hair in the face that I don't know if she's trying to hide something from me.
A wonky eye or something?
Yeah.
No, it's not there. I understand. Aaliyah did that because she was slightly cross-eyed, but...
I don't know. She looks like a game player.
She's too stylized.
I'm going to stick with Beyonce. Beyonce
okay.
has it for the long haul.
It's very classic.
Beyonce is so dumb that she takes the sex away from herself.
Were we doing...
Tanya talk.
Is this top five person you want to do math problems with? Because I want to make sure that I'm not sounding like an idiot.
No, I just think everything she does and says is contrived, and it takes away from her.
I don't like the full
sex.
Southern accent that she tries to do when she's trying to be down. Just how when Oprah goes girlfriend too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm being told Anna Paquin, you know, sucky.
No.
Come on, what are you doing, sucky?
I always picture in that Bird movie where she was flying the geese home. I can't do anything more than that.
I don't know what
her.
That is, but she looks 14 to me.
That's what I mean. She basically, yeah. I remember the movie she did as a kid.
And you have me for that reason, sure. But otherwise, and says in True Blood, episode 7, she gets naked, but you don't watch that show anymore.
Do?
I'll dot com it.
Anna Paquin still sucks.
Anybody says that for movies, like, oh, they get naked. I got porn. I'll see you naked.
What about the girls from the other Boylan girl? The other
Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Natalie Portman more than Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm. She's the ginger mm-hmm. to Marianne. Mm-hmm. Now, I get all of a sudden Scarlett Johansson was the sexiest woman in the whole world. And I saw it.
I think you don't like her because you think she's snooty.
She's very snooty. And
I would see that, yeah.
But I do like to jerk off to that, getting yelled at and shit like that. But still, it wasn't even making the top five.
Now, you appreciate Hilary Swank despite the strong face. What's your stance on Jessica Biel? Because she, too, possesses
never
a strong
found her.
She's so perfect looking.
She looks like she had a lot of face work, and to me, it's unnerving.
Really? She just looks, to me, the thing that's right, because she's unbelievably
beautiful. She's very
beautiful.
Neck down, though. She's neck down.
No. She's unbelievably beautiful, but she always pouts, and I feel like... Calm down. You're
right.
Beautiful.
We see it.
Stop pouting.
Yeah. The Amy girl from Felicity made it out A-OK. What's that? I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes. She was a Power Ranger as well.
Okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one that was the friend that played the guitar and like sang in coffee houses and shit. She wasn't the primary character.
I only watched it enough.
We didn't study it, but to know.
I can't really recall anything else she was in, that's why.
That was from Jess NYC, by the way. Hi, girl.
I know they're different colors. That's all I know about that show.
Right, exactly.
They're different
colors.
And they kind of go together, right? The Asian one's yellow.
Yes. The black one was black.
Right.
I always found that humorous.
Yeah.
The white guy was white, of course.
Like, let's not deviate from the plan. The black Power Ranger is black. We're dealing with children. We don't need them thinking black people are blue.
Britney Spears I'd put in my top 17, for
I'm
sure.
I'm having a Britney renaissance at the moment. I'm starting to... I don't want to get my... I know I constantly do this. I get my hopes up.
I never would have removed my stock.
I start to expect things from her. I gotta lower my expectations so she can surprise me. But recently, she had that license trial, the trial for driving in California with a Louisiana license more than 30 days after setting up residency, which is a bullshit case.
That is so bullshit.
Only because other, like, I don't want to say civilians, but normal people have gotten that. Like, they basically get a bullshit ticket and, like, maybe an hour community service, or you take a bullshit class and you move on.
I've gotten a ticket for... I was still in New York, but I didn't change my address on my license, and I had just moved 2 weeks before. Fuck you. Come on.
Only recently did I even get something that didn't say my address from like 3 years ago. But basically, the cases with Britney, this judge, I don't know what his you know, malfunction was. She has enough other cases in the mix that he actually seated a jury. It went to trial. There was a mistrial because they were like, this is bullshit, because the major defense of her law team is that she is actually building a house in Louisiana. If you want to get technical, I'm still a resident there. I'm building a residence. It's not like I don't have any ties there. So they threw the case out. But
what a waste of time.
Yeah, time and money. I hope the judge actually gets fined for it. So the other thing that's going on with her is Womanizer. The single is out. The video premiered about 2 weeks ago. And her first live performance since her last terrible one is going to be on December 2nd on Good Morning America.
That's her and my birthday.
Yes.
Is she going to be lip syncing when they say perform live?
I hope not. Everybody should share their birthday with someone who's a celebrity who's drunk. I have Bobby Brown and you have
lip syncing is so fucking weird. And it's so weird. Like... how people just dig on Milli Vanilli. That joke's still not old. How people dig on the Simpsons, the other Simpson sister, when the track fucks up and they go, oh my God, she's lip sync. Look at everything going on all the time. Like, it really has to fuck up real bad for you to say something.
And you know what? Britney Spears did fuck up, like, was it a year ago just? Mm-hmm. She fucked up her lip syncing.
It wasn't in the States. It was overseas somewhere.
No, in the VMA Awards, she fucked up her lip syncing. Yeah, that time where she fucked up the whole routine.
Oh, okay, that was different.
But Ashley Simpson, that fucked up her whole career.
In a sense.
So weird.
Well, her following up album actually really did do well.
No, I understand she's still in commercials and whatever, but she was blowing up and then it just died.
The problem with the Milli Vanilli situation, most people when they're lip syncing to their voice, be it auto-tuned, how fixed you want to fix it. Milli Vanilli was... lip-syncing to a 50-year-old soul singer. He wasn't lip-syncing to himself. It's one thing to lip-sync to yourself.
Right, but as soon as the track went off, people went nuts.
Yeah,
so they
then
didn't
that
even
came
know.
Out.
Because they heard him singing for real, and it was terrible.
Okay.
Who's singing for real?
The Milli Vanilli guy, because he wasn't mouthing the words.
What'd
he
do?
He was singing into a mic.
He thought he can do it?
No, I guess that's his version of being able to sync up with the words, but they heard his actual voice over the system.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. His mic went live, and the track went dead.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I would just say I was on drugs.
You don't kill. If that's the case, Ashley Simpson should kill herself. But yeah, no, because he ended up killing himself.
One of them did.
The one that fucked up the lip sync. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was just one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one died? The talented one.
The one who wrote it all. And finally, it's hard out there for Miss Teen Louisiana.
Oh, how come? She's not the one with the Iraq and the... That's the only Miss Teen I know.
Oh, no, no, no. Miss Teen Louisiana, her name is Lindsay Evans. She was arrested a few days ago along with three of her friends for dining and dashing. The bill was $46.07. Oh. The reason they got caught dining and dashing is because she left her purse at the restaurant and had to go back and get it. Mm. She claims she left a $20 bill on the table for her portion and didn't realize her friends hadn't paid. The pageant officials revoked her crown.
No, wait, wait, wait. Why doesn't she just try to pay right then? Like, she got caught, she left her purse.
They were calling the police. We're tired of you.
She's been doing this?
Well, no, no. I guess the restaurant didn't want to hear it. Like, maybe she came back an hour later. Maybe she came back 2 hours later.
A lot of people make mistakes. You don't sign your card. Maybe
yeah,
you don't,
but...
You if thought you're, a friend had it.
But if you're a restaurant... And somebody left and they didn't pay the bill. And then you find their ID, you're calling the cops.
Mm-hmm. And then you come back and go, sorry, you don't have to finish that.
The cops have already been called and it's too late.
Or you're a restaurant where this happens a lot and you don't want to hear it. We don't care. Okay. Like if you even stick whatever in your pocket in Target, that's how I got arrested in the library. They wouldn't let me write a check to pay for the book. We don't care. You're going to jail.
Are the police there when she comes back? Because I wouldn't stay.
Like, all right, here's such a renegade. I got to go. We know your name and your address, but I got to go.
Well, here's the money on the table, you know? This isn't going to turn into a federal case. She's a fucking idiot.
Well, I also think it has to do with are they pressing charges or not? Yeah. And then later on, you get to make decisions.
So they revoked her crown, and it turns out she had less than 10 days left in her reign. The pageant is coming up soon, so they didn't say who's going to actually turn the... I assume the runner-up has now been promoted for 10 days to being Miss Teen USA.
But now she can say she was Miss Teen USA.
I can now say I was Miss Teen USA.
What did you say this? And her purse, they found weed.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too.
Yeah.
That was another problem, is that when they actually went into her purse, when they were arresting her, they found a big-ass bag of weed. We all have issues, Keith. I was trying to leave her dirty laundry out of there. I've always said, you know what? I love bitches from the South. There's something special about you where you just run around dining and dashing and smoking weed.
Are there e-cards that you can send to somebody like, I got pinched for weed. I might have yapped. Check out if you're in trouble, too, at police.org.
I love more than anything her booking photo because she just said, okay, bangs are ready. Arrest me. The cutest booking photo you've ever going to see. Like, they're just fun girls.
Well, that's all they know how to do. Where's the camera?
The Lord didn't make me from Louisiana because I'd be dead by now just from having fun.
Any announcements before we leave for the day?
Yes. We are Twittering, twitter.com/KeithandTheGirl if you're interested.
You can get Twittered all the time. Keith's fuck up. Yeah. Keith fucks up doing things.
Oh, Keith, I kept up with your whole vacation via Twitter.
I didn't know what was going on, but everybody else did.
I knew. Hemda couldn't sleep.
Do I send, I'm asking people, I have no idea what to send. I don't want
to
send.
Well, you don't have to send. Keith's going to the strip club. There goes all our money.
Well, you can send like.
Oh, yeah, I totally did
that.
Yeah,
Keith's off to the titty bar. I'm at the house. I caught up on all that.
It is mostly when I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Keith's out and about. I'm looking for dick. I'm signed up too, baby. I don't think you realize that.
I realized I need to be more non-specific. I can't give my cross streets. That's not the way to do it. I'm on 53rd and 3rd and I'm bored. Oh shit. Delete. There's no delete when you do it from your phone.
You know, Google has this thing, I think. I guess you have to click it on. I mean, everybody's just going to click it off. But it has to do with your mail. And if you set it up, if it's a certain time at night or weekends, you have to solve a simple math problem before you mail.
Before drunk mailing. And it's usually multiplication because that's just shit I'll get you.
That's a great idea.
It's smart.
Nobody's going to do it. You're just going to click off. Like, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, fuck.
Here's a dumb Twitter that I sent. I should be packing, but I have the place to myself for exactly 1 hour. It's time for a one-person party super party. And what I got as, like, replies back is like, yeah, break out the alcohol. I'm like, people, I'm touching myself. Where did you not understand
they didn't
that?
Figure out. They thought you literally turned on some house music and were dancing around the house like, oomph, 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 oomph. They didn't understand.
And then at some point I just got sick of my family. Like, my 50 people were over and I kept going into different rooms in the house and hiding. Like, at some point, I laid down and fell asleep for 10 minutes, and then I, like, said hi to a couple of people, then went to another room and Twittered, and I said, holy shit, extended family, drunk and lingering, and in big, good night.
You just wait until your parents find the Twitter, right? We're so bad! What? Huh? What?
Yeah, it's getting more fun, and so, I don't know.
Yeah, you end up the most minute things. And I have the thing where, like, where you type in the URL, you can Twitter from there. So I don't even have to go to anything. So I just, the stupidest shit. I shouldn't have listened to so much rap today. We'll have to refrain from raining on hoes. Why would you write that?
You know what? Because of Twitter, I wanted to check, like, what's up with you, because I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Never mind calling you.
Basically keep the whole, yeah.
But because of you, I found out this is the week that Aldo's here, and now we're having brunch on Saturday.
Watching Biggest Loser eating shells and cheese. Why would you tell people that? Why would you tell people that Biggest Loser makes me eat things with a higher fat content than usual?
If we make fun of something, that means we're going to end up doing it. Somebody's signature.
Oh, a year ago, I clowned this severely.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I know we did. And also somebody's signature on the forums is still, quote, I will never, ever have a forums, Keith Malley.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We were bitching at Twitter. Here's another one. Going to the Dead Sea, no one slept enough last night. This should be interesting.
Oh, good to know.
I actually have commentary on Degrassi, the new generation.
Man, we think we're important. Anyway, also...
Going to walk to Williamsburg and get falafel and my glasses. It's so pretty outside. What am I, 12?
And then, like, somebody's at home, they get that Twitter, like, that sounds tasty. I'm glad you're happy.
I like falafel.
Yeah, I gotta get even more tech with it, where, like, I upload pictures better, and yeah.
I have that TwitPic thing, like, I can send a picture from my phone to my Twitter without
doing
anything.
Yeah, my brother says the iPhone is good for that, but I'm not able to do that kind of stuff yet. But I even took the first day I was in Israel, I walked for a bit, and I took a picture of the chocolate milk. And I was like, I got home and I'm like,
your milk in the bag.
Yeah, I was like, Andrew, tell me how to upload this. And he's like, do you have an iPhone? And I'm like, meh.
I'm hearing my best buddy Nick Starr is Twittering stupidity again.
He faux killed himself again.
Yeah, he's gonna kill himself again. Or this guy is bipolar, and it's either he's gonna kill himself, nobody loves him, or everything's great, I love being gay.
Never mind his life. How is anyone going to take his Twitter seriously?
Yeah.
He follows me on Twitter and it bothers me. I don't want you to follow me if I don't like you.
I do like... Can you pick who does and who doesn't?
I could technically block him, but I'm not that serious about it. I just think that you should understand I don't want you following me and defollow me.
You know there's got to be some Twitters out there that are really fucked up. Like, you're following somebody. I'm getting beat right now. This is the night I take care of it. And then a Twitter 2 hours later, I'm a pussy.
But, like, he was taking a train to a plane to
actually,
a bridge.
Actually, no, Keith, you would think, but it's really more about falafel.
It really is.
Yeah, sorry.
It's basically my falafel procurement.
Yeah, and I'm not even, I don't even pretend like it's both you and me Twittering. Right. I go, Keith is such and such, and I go, I just blah, blah, blah. Everyone knows it's me, and I hate pretending it's both of us.
I just don't want people to think I like falafel. But speaking of things like I would talk shit about and end up doing, I'd fuck Jessica Biel. I think I probably would.
Wow, way to come out with the harshest things.
I'd take it.
Thank you for being open, Keith.
I don't mind.
Also, a couple more things. We have ringtones. So keithandthegirl.com/ringtones. We have, like, I don't know, 15 different selections there. I'm sure there's something for everybody. And Christmas is coming. Go to our store and go to all these things. Also, Brother Love is still on tour with her in Kings County. So, like, for example, tonight he's in Chicago. He's going everywhere. If you are in the U.S., he's come to your town. So if you ever wanted to super hang, go to myspace.com/her, H-E-R, and you'll get his schedule. If it's in your town, why not drop by?
There you go. And, of course, one last time, the London show is up, keithandthegirl.com/live. Patrice?
Keith.
Popscribe.com?
Yes.
All right. What's going on there right now?
It's in dormant status. Something else is coming up. I don't want to say it yet because I've yet
well,
to
commit
to it fully, but there's new things soon.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be linked through there, so you should always go.
I'm there smart, so still go there and click on things.
I mean, if you like Patrice and there's no other way for you to donate to her other than actually giving her money, and her donate button is everywhere. So if you're not doing that, click on the ad. Why not?
Is it like every other word? And new and Lindsay donate Lohan News. All right, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Patrice. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Keith and the girl.com.